Hi, and welcome to Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2. I'm your host, Ryan Pulliam. Well, I want to thank Fritzy and Carl for last week's explaining to us a little bit about what's going on in the investor market. But we're extremely fortunate this week to have Mr. Wonderful himself in the studio, Owen Sherwood, who is the Associate Vice President of Fidelity National Commercial Services. So, Owen, thanks so much for joining us at Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2.
Ryan, thanks for having me here.
Man, you know, you're a breath of fresh air in the office, and everybody loves when you're hanging around. So I'm stoked that you're able to come in and share a little bit about what's happening big time on the commercial market around the Valley. But before we get into the nitty gritty and kind of start going to a rapid fire on what's happening, can you kind of just explain to our audience who you are, what your role is, and what you do for FNTG NCS?
Yeah, absolutely. So my group, we're Fidelity National Financial's local commercial team on the ground in Southern Nevada. We handle all the title, escrow, closing services for your major commercial transactions in this state, and we close deals all throughout the country as well. So I would venture to guess that last year we closed roughly, you know, $7 billion in overall transactions through our operation. So really exciting to be a part of, and it's a great time to be in the Las Vegas market too, because there's a lot of good stuff going on, and excited to talk with you about that today.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of, just in the last few weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, you know, we've seen MGM sell 2 of their properties and then the Faraday Futures land deal kind of out in Apex. Can you touch on any of those properties or anything else that you've been seeing out in the market that are big deals?
Yeah, so the Faraday Future deal sold for like $16.9 million, and that kind of closes the book on a chapter of history that, you know, was really up and down for Southern Nevada. We were all excited to see that project come and sad to see it go. And the buyer of this property, which closed early or kind of middle of last month, H&R REIT is a Canadian company. They've done some deals out here before. It'll be very exciting to see what they decide to do with that land. Remains to be seen what exactly that is and what their plans are, but we'll be excited to hopefully work with them in the future and kind of see where that goes. And you know, you mentioned the big Las Vegas strip deals as well. And, you know, that's exciting because we haven't really seen deals like that in the last couple of years go down. And it's interesting, you know, Phil Ruffin is buying buying the Circus Circus. And that is a property that I think makes a lot of sense for him. He owns Treasure Island. He does really well with that property. This is another one that should do really well for him. And I've heard is a cash cow in the MGM, you know, entertainment empire. So that'll be good. And then, you know, I think it sounds like the reason behind this for them is freeing up some cash to kind of pay down debt. And that, you know, is going to be a good deal for them. With Bellagio, it's about 4.2 or 4.3 billion that they're selling out to Blackstone for. And you know, Blackstone is a neighbor in having the Cosmopolitan. They bought some apartments out in the market, so they're a big, you know, big group familiar with Las Vegas, and have been a good landlord in this community. So that's a good thing. And very interesting little tidbit before I let you get a word in.
Yeah.
And that is just that, you know, Resorts World, which is being built right now, is a 4.2 billion dollar project. And so Blackstone comes in and buys Bellagio at right around that same cost. So they're getting a property which is equivalent to the replacement cost of a brand new resort being built today in arguably a great trafficked area with a great reputation and a great brand behind it. So
absolutely,
really exciting big deals going on.
That is big deals. And I'm hoping, you know, personally, I hope the Caesar or the Circus Circus is still there, because I went there for my kindergarten graduation. So it holds a special place in my heart. But obviously a lot, we could probably spend the whole 15 minutes talking about the large commercial deal. So if you do want to know what's happening in Las Vegas, talk to Owen, because he has his pulse on everything. But we want, again, kind of do a rapid fire of all aspects of the commercial market. Charlie, when she was in last month, we talked about how much rents are rising in the Las Vegas Valley, and you see there's a lot of apartment activity and apartments being built. Can you kind of touch on a little bit about what the idea behind the big apartment market is?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of activity going on in that space, and I guess you've got your different product types. You've got your A apartments, your B apartments, and your C apartments. And so on the A side, you're seeing a lot of Blackstone, for example, is a group who's come in and bought some properties throughout the community. So there's just, I think, there's a large influx of population coming here. If you look nationally, mm-hmm. we're probably the second in terms of population growth from a county basis in the entire country. And so national investment firms are looking at Las Vegas and thinking, hey, we've got strong demographics here. We've got, you know, a great tax environment. We've got growing businesses. And so it's a place that people want to be. And maybe we'll talk about land a little bit later, but the land costs are constraining home builders a little bit. And even though we're booming, I mean, builders are building fewer homes than they did during the last big kind of boom. And so what's happening is I think apartments are filling some of that void because they can afford to pay those higher land costs. And you also have some millennials who don't want to make the commitment of purchasing a home. And so you're able to come in and rent and have a really nice, beautiful product to live in.
The amenities are amazing in a couple of these properties.
And so we also have some of the lowest rents in the country for apartments. So when you're a big national group looking at Las Vegas, you see low rents, increasing population, good tax business climate. So there's room for growth there. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, yes, we want to be in Vegas.
Hey, it's a great place to be. We absolutely love it. So, I mean, it is weird because when you're driving around the kind of that southwest turn about Sunset, Durango, to on the 215, you see a ton of apartments going up, a couple of the big ones. But there also seems to be a lot of office and retail popping up. What kind of makes that southwest area a big hotbed, or are you seeing a lot of the multi-use and retail and office going on and just overall in the valley?
Yeah. Well, as you know, Fidelity and Tycor share an office over at Center Point, right at that area.
It's great
and,
to be your neighbor.
Yeah, it is. It is. And really, I think a lot of people are finding that that is an area that's in between Henderson, it's in between Summerlin,
you're
able to get to the airport relatively quickly. It's just a really well-trafficked area. And there's been a big population boom over in that area over the last several years with the way that the economy has gone. So you've got a density in population and people want to be near where they work. So there are a bunch of projects going on over there that are exciting to think about. One that just got funded is Matter, which is a development group. They are building the Uncommons, which is going to be an incredible mixed-use project
that has seen some billboards for
retail,
that.
Office, multifamily. It would be a real urban, suburban environment that really, you know, we've seen glimpses of. And by the way, Matter is the same developer as Town Square, which we all in this community have come to love over the years. And so that's going to be something that could really change kind of the face of the Southwest and have a lot more office users locating there. And that in tow will bring retail tenants and people already live in the area, and they'll want to be in those apartments that are right where they live and work. And so that's exciting. And you know, Boyd purchased some land in the Southwest off of Buffalo and Sunset, and so there's an idea that they may have a corporate campus there.
Okay,
at some
so
point.
not a hotel, because there's some plots of land out there that were zoned for a hotel casino. I think Station had a plot out there, but it doesn't look like anything casino-wise is going out there, right? So you're talking about corporate campuses?
Corporate campuses. That, I think it was documented in some news that is the intent of what Boyd wanted to do at Buffalo and Sunset. And then, you know, there's a project that G2 Capital Development's doing called Narrative. It's going to be a 100,000 square foot office building. It'll be, just a little bit west of Credit One, right off of the
south of
the 215,
Beltway, south of the east 215. Of Durango.
So that will, you know, nestle up next to the Uncommons project as well. And not even to speak of north of the Beltway, where, you know, J. Dapper and Dapper Development is looking at doing the Bend. And that's a really exciting, neat product that, you know, I think a lot of us who live over in the Southwest would be excited to see the dining options and the Galaxy Theater over there. Mm-hmm. So really, I mean, exciting time, and a bunch of apartments going over there as well, too. So, you know, we'll see, but in maybe a 5-year horizon line, that could be the center of Las Vegas's universe.
Well, I remember before the boom, you probably remember this as well, there were a lot of really cool projects that were slated for out there. I can't remember the names off the top of my head, but you know, a couple of them were shuttered. A couple of them never even got off the ground. So I think the vision and the need of some exciting things in that area had been there for a long time. They just needed the demand. And as you said, I think the demand is there. So obviously you can't talk about that area with a lot of dirt out there. But I did read someplace, and I can't exactly remember where that they're not making any more land.
No, yeah. I think they stopped that a couple million years
yeah.
ago.
So you kind of touched on it earlier about the thoughts, but I know we have a lot of residential real estate professionals watching. So that may mean, okay, with the land prices kind of growing and growing and growing, what do you think that means for development cost and the cost of new homes that are being located throughout the valley?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at where land is going, I mean, in the Southwest area that we're talking about, right along the Beltway, at this point, you're paying between $18 and, you know, $22 a foot to get into that area. And so that equates to near $1 million an acre.
Wow.
And really, you know, a residential home builder cannot, if they're putting maybe 8 units to the acre, they can't really do much more than, you know, 600,000 an acre, because that, when you boil it down, maybe their paper lot cost is 60,000 a door.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of construction costs that get boiled into that, and that puts an increasing pressure on the housing cost. And so, as we've seen, prices have kind of gone up, and it's, you know, the residential market has kind of, you know, maybe gone through a little wave current.
Yeah, a little
here,
leveled out maybe a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, it makes it a little wild to see where prices go when, you know, the cost of a new home is fixed by that land price, and it's, you know, a tight resale market too, or a competitive resale market, I should say.
Right, because
so,
like, we kind of talked, I think, off camera that they're still not pulling as many permits as it was pre-boom, and so there has been a kind of a contraction of inventory, and people are thinking, okay, when are the builders going to actually build more so we can offer more options for folks to buy? But as you
yeah.
said, maybe that cost point is putting a little bit of the brakes on what people may want to do right now.
Yeah. And you can draw a big circle around the valley, and we're kind of a donut hole where we're surrounded by all this BLM land.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that has to go through a public auction
process. Right.
And it's not always easy, and the good pieces can be competitive. So, you know, I think there's an increased pressure by our congressional delegation, by county leaders, to maybe push for a little bit more availability of that land.
Mm-hmm.
Clark County has a significant amount of land in kind of the flight paths around the airport.
Okay.
They're doing some auctions coming up this year. I think they've made plans for November 6th. They're going to have an auction of about 16 to 17 pieces. So that'll be exciting to see, you know, who comes in and picks those up, because a lot of those are infill pieces
yeah.
where they're not, you can't get them on the private market. You have to go to the county to buy it through a competitive process. And they're in areas where, you know, you drive past and you think, hey, this would be great for
right.
a new neighborhood. This would be
yeah.
great for a grocery store. This would be great for whatever. So it'll be exciting to see what that new influx of land onto the private market does mm-hmm. When people go and pick it up.
So you kind of talked, you mentioned infill, and you still, I mean, as long as we've been around, and, you know, you and I have both kind of grown up the majority of our lives here, for the majority of your
yeah.
obviously born and raised, but the, you know, there's vacant lots when you drive by some right in the smack dab in a residential neighborhood. So are any of the builders looking at infill to say, okay, let me maybe pricing out in the southwest part of the valley or the northwest or wherever they want to build a massive, maybe we'll do a smaller project on an infill piece. Do you see maybe that going forward in the future?
You know, I think there's a lot more of that going on for sure. And whether you look at kind of the surrounding areas nearest to the resort corridor as hot areas where, you know, maybe apartment developers are looking to get kind of in that area near the convention center, near the resort corridor, near the airport, those are really highly sought after pieces of land. And again, you know, the price ratchets up even more. We're seeing in some of those places above $2 million and even higher per acre.
Wow.
So that's an expensive venture. But, you know, a great project to kind of highlight in that vein is the Lotus Project, which Jonathan Four and Four Development developed. And beautiful property at Valley View and Spring Mountain.
Okay.
And
oh, yeah.
That was an infill piece. I mean, I can't remember if it was 6 to 8 acres or somewhere in there, but smaller size.
That was right by the fire station, right?
Right by the fire station.
Okay.
Infill piece, you know, new project in kind of a diverse area. Not sure, when we're talking about that competitive rent environment, not sure what sort of rents they were able to get. That project has done beautifully. They actually sold out of it and did really well. So it's a place that people desire to be, and I think a kind of a roadmap for the future of infill development in our part of the town.
Well, one other roadmap for the future that I really like is just picking your brain a little bit. So, Owen, thanks so much, man, for joining us at Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2. I really appreciate you coming down. And obviously, you guys can tell that that Owen is just a great dude, and he's a wealth of information. So we want to make sure that if anybody has any questions about anything we talked about on the show, leave your comment below. We'll make sure we get in touch with Owen. And obviously, you can call Fidelity National Commercial Services and chat with Owen as well about any of the projects that he talked about or any things you might have heard of that if you want information. So thanks again. We also want to We also want to thank our producer, Rick Manning, down at Rigel Studios. And again, thank you, our audience, for joining us at Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2. We'll see you next week. And until then, we'll continue to be the most resourceful people in town.